In 1970, Eric enrolled at Harvard. He went home every Thanksgiving weekend, and because Frank Olson went out of the window during the Thanksgiving holiday of 1953, the family invariably ended up watching old home movies of Frank, and Eric inevitably said to his mother, "Tell me the story again." During Thanksgiving weekend 1974, Eric's mother replied, "I've told you this story 100 times, 1,000 times. Eric said, "Just tell me it one more time." And so Eric's mother sighed and she began. Frank Olson had spent a weekend on an office retreat in a cabin called the Deep Creek Lodge in rural Maryland. When he came home, his mood was unusually anxious. He told his wife, "I made a terrible mistake, and I'll tell you what it was when the children have gone to bed." But the conversation never got around to what the terrible mistake had been. Frank remained agitated all weekend. He told Alice he wanted to quit his job and become a dentist. On the Sunday night, Alice tried to calm him down by taking him to the cinema in Frederick to see whatever was on, which turned out to be a new film called Martin Luther. It was the story of Luther's crisis of conscience over the corruption of the Catholic Church in the 16th century, when its theologians claimed it was impossible for the Church to do any wrong, because they defined the moral code. They were fighting the devil, after all. The film climaxed with Luther declaring, "No, here I stand, I can do no other." The moral of Martin Luther is that the individual cannot hide behind the institution. TV Guide's movie review database gives Martin Luther 2 out of 5 stars and says, "It is not entertainment in the usual sense of the word. One wishes there might have been some humor in the script to make the man look more human. The film was made with such respect that the subject matter seems gloomy when it should be uplifting." The trip to the cinema didn't help Frank's mood. And the next day it was suggested by some colleagues that he go to New York to visit a psychiatrist. Alice drove Frank to Washington, D.C., and dropped him off at the offices of the men who would accompany him to New York. This was the last time she ever saw her husband. On the spur of the moment, during that Thanksgiving weekend in 1974, Eric asked his mother a question he'd never thought to ask before. "Describe the offices where you dropped him off." So she did. "Jesus Christ," said Eric. "That sounds just like CIA headquarters." And then Eric's mother became hysterical. She screamed, "You will never find out what happened in that hotel room." Eric said, "As soon as I finish at Harvard, I'm going to move back home, and I'm not going to rest until I find out the truth."